Before we begin, though, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. So let's go to God for just a moment. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the sunshine of this day. We thank you for the peace that is in our hearts because we know that Jesus loves us. We know that we do not have to go through this life on our own terms, but rather can go through this life in the strength and joy of Jesus Christ. And Father, we do seek to draw close to you and your word this morning as we do consider the reasons why we do what we do. Lord, we want to be able to think your thoughts after you. We want to be able to follow in your ways and to be blessed. So help us to do that this morning, Lord, as we do listen and as I speak. I pray that your will be done in this place. I pray it all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So homeschooling head attitude and heart attitude. During this workshop, I want to explore the reasons why we do what we do. I want to seek to stress the importance of having the right foundation for homeschooling. For too many parents, the decision to homeschool is largely a reaction against secular culture rather than a prayerful commitment to do what God says we ought to do. Much of my material for this morning was born out of a letter I received about, a couple years ago from a homeschool parent. This is a homeschool parent that was from the southern states who was enrolling in our homeschool program at Christian Liberty Academy. I think it would be sensible for me to actually share at least a portion of this letter for you, because I think it kind of helps to jumpstart our discussion for this morning. Again, in this first part of my discussion, I want to explore the spiritual foundations for making the decisions that we do as homeschoolers. It's my firm conviction, after getting to know a lot of homeschoolers over the years, that many of us are doing the right things as homeschoolers, but not necessarily for the right reasons. And this letter, I think, depicts this very, very well. This letter starts out, it says, Kathleen McConnell, 14 years of age, was enrolled in Thompson Junior High School as a freshman last school term. Fellow classmates gave her such a difficult time that going to school was almost unbearable. Some of the things that they were writing her about were not smoking, not drinking, not dating, being a virgin, not using foul or vulgar language, not wearing the very latest and expensive stylish clothes and shoes, and being somewhat overweight. Our good friend Judy Wells told us about your homeschool program. We're convinced that this is the only way to go. Please enroll Kathy in your program, and I understand that I'll be sent standardized achievement tests and so forth and so on. You know, the first time, I must confess that I read over this letter, I thought to myself, well, this is just one of many parents who's finally had enough, and they've had a wake-up call, and the wake-up call is, your children are getting smashed and abused in the system. They're going nowhere but down. It's time to bail out. I thought, well, that's reasonable, that's rational, that a parent then would react the way that she's reacted, saying, well, you know, it's getting to the point of, it's unbearable, I can't take it anymore. And so this seems like the only way out. And this is where, again, a lot of parents are at when they begin homeschooling. And although these reasons may be reasonable from a human level, they may be very rational, they're not necessarily very spiritual, because this family, like many families, is pretty much grounded in what they're against. They know what they don't like. But it's one thing to know what you're against and what you don't like, and it's a whole other thing to know what you should like, what your desires and your basis is for what you're doing and why you're doing it are really well grounded in the Word of God. And as I finished thinking about this letter, I thought to myself, it isn't God's will that His people allow their children to first get smashed by putting them out into the world and doing it the world's way, following the world's marching orders, and then after our kids are smashed and abused and racked and raked through the coals, then we finally decide, something's wrong here. I think we need to go in a different direction. But the problem is, even if they go in the right direction of homeschooling, they don't often think through, why? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And that's a lot of what I want to talk about this morning. That's what I mean when I say we need more than a head attitude. We need more than rank rationalism as Christian homeschoolers. We need more than that. We need to have a heart for God. And out of that heart for God, of doing His will from the heart, we need to see that as our internal motivation, that thing that animates us, day in and day out as homeschoolers to do the right thing.